This morning our Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is God's word.
It was the brightest star I'd ever seen. Couldn't believe it. It was so bright. And I can remember I fell backwards like that. And anyway, it was so bright. And I called my friends and I said, look, can you see it? Can you see it? Anyway, it was a very bright star. And I said to them, come, let's follow the star and let's see where it goes. Well, where are my other buddies? Well, actually, my other buddy's not here today. They're pushing up daisies. So they couldn't make it. But anyway, there's a star appeared and it was bright. And we'd been hearing all these rumors about the star and some king being born. Now, you mustn't listen to rumors. They're not good. I heard a rumor recently about Mrs. West. The rumor said that she's selling a second-hand garage door. And she's looking for someone to teach her daughter how to park. And she's willing to pay lots of money. So, but I don't believe rumors. No, don't believe rumors. Anyway, where was I? There was a rumor going around about this. I can't see anything at the moment. It's all my hair. Whoa. More hair than I've normally got. Anyway, a big rumor about all these, the baby being born. But this baby was a special baby. So we thought we're going to follow the star and we're going to go and we're going to ask about this baby. So my friends have got them together. We come from the east and we were going towards Jerusalem. Who knows where Jerusalem is? Me, ask me, pick me. No, not you. Who knows? Where's Jerusalem? In Israel, capital of Israel. And anyway, we started on our journey. We arrived in Jerusalem and we started asking questions. We started asking, where's this baby? Where's he been born? How can we find him? Who knows who he is and who knows where he lives? And well, no one really gave us an answer. And before I knew it, we got called to go to King Herod. Now, I want to tell you about King Herod. He's a horrible king. He used to take Jews and cut their head off. And suddenly my neck was feeling a bit sore. And I thought, oh, no, I don't want to go to King Herod because he's a dangerous king. He was called Herod the Great. And he had been hearing about these rumors too. And he had become unhappy. And the whole of Jerusalem was unhappy. And when King Herod was unhappy, everyone was unhappy. You know why? Because if you weren't unhappy, King Herod did something to make you unhappy. He was a horrible king. A little bit like happened with Hillary Clinton when she lost the election. Remember how everyone got unhappy and they all protested? Well, that's what happens when King Herod gets unhappy. So we were a bit scared. And my neck was feeling a little bit vulnerable. And anyway, we went to King Herod. He summoned us and he said, "What are you doing here?" And we said, well, we've come to see King Jesus. We want to see Jesus, you see, because he had called all the men together and he had asked them and they had told them about Jesus. And Herod was a king and we thought, well, he doesn't want another king. And if we go and see this king, he may be threatened and then he's going to cut our heads off. But we didn't have to worry. King Herod said, well, I also want to see this king. I want to go and worship him like you. You see, that's why we were going. We were going to worship the king. Do you know what worship means? Anyone? Yes, that's sort of right. Worship means you bow down to someone and you tell everyone how great they are and you follow them and you serve them and you obey them and you do everything to show how great they are. And we were going to worship this king because he was king. Even though he was a baby. Oh, my coat's falling off now. And anyway, King Herod said to us, "Please do me a big favor. I know that the king's been born in Bethlehem." Now Bethlehem, you know how far Bethlehem was from Jerusalem? About 8 kilometers. You know how far that is? That's like going from here to Rouse Hill to Coco Cabano that the pastor's wife makes him go every Friday to get her a coffee, a mocha coffee. That's about 8 Ks. So that's how far it was. Anyway, where was I? We had to go from Jerusalem all the way to Bethlehem because that's where the king was born. So we went outside and we thought, how on earth are we going to find out the house where this baby is? I mean, I didn't want to go and knock on every door and say, "Excuse me, is King Jesus here?" You know, like those people that come in twos and knock on your door that are so annoying? Which reminds me of a joke. How many Jehovah's Witnesses does it take to change a light bulb? 3. 1 to screw in the bulb and 2 to stand and knock on the door and ask you if you've seen the light. Now, where was I? Anyway, we didn't need to worry because we went outside and there was a bright star. And the star began to move. And we began to follow the star. And my neck was doing this. It got a bit stiff in the end because I was watching the star the whole time. And then the star went and we went into Bethlehem and we were walking around. And suddenly the star stopped right over our house. And we knocked on the door, knock, knock, knock. And a man answered and he said, "Who are you?" And we said, "We've come a long way from the east. Is baby Jesus here? We want to worship him." And he said, "Yes, you've come to the right house. Come in." And we went in and there was Jesus with his mum. And we got down on our knees like this. Oh, this is hard when you get older. And we bowed down and we worshipped him. Now you might sit here saying, "Why are you worshipping a baby?" But you see, we knew that even though he was a baby, he was going to grow up into a man. And that he was, even though he was a baby, he was the king of all kings. And we knew he deserved our worship. And we knew one day he would go to a cross and he would die for our sins. And he would be raised from the dead. And he gives eternal life. So we knew he was worthy to be worshipped. And then we had some gifts. You know what gifts we had? We had gold. Oh, who likes gold? My wife likes gold. We don't have the quite money to buy all the gold she would like, but nevertheless, gold. We gave him some gold. And you know what gold was? Gold showed that he was a king. And he wasn't just any king. This was the king of all kings. And then we gave him some frankincense. You know what frankincense is? It's a smell of an incense that you burn and was used in the temple. And that was used for sacrifices and things like that. In other words, it showed that he was God in the flesh. And then we gave him some myrrh. Do you know what myrrh is? Myrrh is a perfume you use to yourself to make you smell nice instead of using body sweat. It's like using deodorant. and that made you, and that said that he was a man. So he was a king, he was God, and he was a man, all at the same time. And so we bowed down and we gave him these gifts and we worshipped him. See, that's why we came, to worship the King of Kings, to worship Jesus. That's the real reason why Jesus came, so that we could all worship him. And that he came to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven and we could have eternal life. Well, we had to go home because, you know, it was getting late and it was a little bit too late. So we got down and we laid down and we said, oh, I'm going to have a quick snooze. So there we were sleeping. Suddenly I was woken up. Whew. I had a dream. Whew. It was a terrible dream. Oh, do you have dreams? This was a terrible dream. I've had some horrible nightmares. Have you had nightmares? Yes. I had a horrible nightmare that I was preaching naked. It was horrible for everyone. Oh, it was terrible. Anyway, this dream was different. This dream, it was an angel that appeared. A big angel. And you know, all my friends had the same dream. And we woke up and we said, you know what the angel said? Don't go back to Herod. Don't go to Herod. You just go home another way. Because we realized Herod really wanted to kill the king. Kill the baby. And so we went to home another way. But you know what was the most exciting thing for me in the whole journey? It was worshipping Jesus. And I hope you too also will worship Jesus. Oops, I think I see another light. I better get going. See you later.